Over at Henley Beach in Adelaide, there's a little bit of a situation unfolding at the moment where there's a plan to install a toilet, a second toilet, at a cafe, which has locals complaining that it's going to turn the cafe into a nightclub. Now, this sounds completely stupid, doesn't it? It sounds completely out there. But everywhere you go, and it doesn't matter where you go throughout Australia, there's always someone claiming that the slightest hint of development is going to destroy something. And I really hope that that's not what we run into here on the EP when we start dealing with the real technicalities of Pulubi Beach. Mentioned this last week, the beach at Streaky Bay that is coming under threat because of so many people visiting and the environmental damage being done. Now, the state government, Environment Minister Susan Close, says that she's going to meet with Streaky Bay Council to try and thrash out an issue. I really hope that it's a smart solution and that we can get something that doesn't cause people to get up in arms, because I don't want to see this happen, and I'm sure that you don't either, because the last thing we really need anywhere on the EP are people like these types at Henley Beach that say one toilet is going to turn a restaurant into a nightclub and destroy everything. Because sometimes you just have to take that leap. You just have to hold your nose, as it were, and I know that is a beautiful turn of phrase when we're talking about a toilet, but you just have to understand that if you're going to protect something, sometimes you have to do a little bit of building, and that means maybe changing it from what it was.